16-005. The motion was made for a do pass and second. We're now ready to vote on the legislation.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. TR 16-005 passes and will be go to full council on January 30th. Thank you.
And then she needs to be here for
pre-agenda.
Pre-agenda.
Oh yes, pre-agenda on that Saturday, if you can be here at 9. Next is TR 16-006. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation confirming the nomination of Kenneth Davis as the Office of the Veterans Affairs Services Administrator of the Muscogee Creek Nation, and sponsor is Representative Proctor.
Madam Chair, I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor.
Jennings added as co-sponsor. Mr. Scott.
Make a motion for a due pass.
Motion by Mr. Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Deere. Discussion? Have a roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. Motion passes. And today we could be here at 9 for pre-agenda. Thank you. Next is NCA 16-004, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to a Muscogee Creek citizen. Sponsor is Representative Scott. The wish of this committee.
Madam Chair, I'd like to postpone this for a month.
Motion by Mr. Scott to postpone for a month. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Jennings. Ms. Barnett.
Did everyone get a copy of the draft for the proposed? We've known this was an issue for a while. We set up the emergency funds for the higher education, but those citizens who fell under employment training were not covered by that. So the pending legislation that will be brought next month would address that issue, and ask the sponsor if he wants to postpone this a month or if he wants to postpone it indefinitely until the new program is implemented.
I think we could postpone it indefinitely because she doesn't have a time frame, so we need to really get done by it. That would be fine. So I need to make that motion.
Yes.
Postpone indefinitely.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Mr. Scott to postpone indefinitely. Second by Mr. Jennings. A roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion is postponed indefinitely. Next is NCA 16-005, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to the Bedown Shrine. Sponsor is Representative Barnett.
Make motion, do pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Steer. Discussion?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. We received this letter back in the previous session, and I told Alicia that I would sponsor it and waited till the new session to address it since we still had budget issues that needed to be worked out. It's really just the pleasure of the committee. Everyone knows, Shriners are really for us. All people, but specifically a lot of our Creek citizens have benefited from their services as well. So the original request was for $30,000, but I knocked it down to the $5,000, which is by law. So it's just whatever the pleasure of the committee is.
Are there any questions?
I
Yes.
I just have a question for the sponsor. Do we not have our the Shriners, do they not have a couple of vans or at least one van with the seal on it?
From the last appropriation we gave them, I think, wasn't it? Yeah, but it's been a couple of years ago. Like maybe first year I was on council, maybe?
Yeah, maybe 7-8 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, was it that long? Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was the, like maybe 2012 or
3-4 years.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Is there any questions? Any discussion? Not roll call vote, please.
Donnie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you have 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. It'll be sent to BF&J for funding source.
Is that when I do the funding source at BF?
Yeah, I was going to ask you if we could, because we had started out wanting to, you know, do them in our committee meetings, but we haven't done that, so.
I mean, that's why I have them.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's what you said, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Other business? We have NCA 16-009. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending MCNCA Title 35, Section 9-103, entitled Special Appropriations Guidelines, and amending MCNCA Title 35, Section 13-103, entitled Eligibility Guidelines and Policy.
Madam Chair, make motion to add NCA 16-009 to today's agenda.
Motion by Ms. Barnett to add the NCA 16-009 to the agenda. Second by Mr. Jennings. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. We will now address NCA 16-009. What is the wish of this committee?
Madam Chair, make a motion to do pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Jennings. Discussion?
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Mason is here with me today. And we were discussing this grant that traditionally has gone through the council. And this amendment will actually move the part of the grants that we give to citizens, students that are still in school. It'll move that part of the grant over to youth services where it will be administered. There will be an actual application process. They've streamlined the process to where those citizens, the students, can actually get their monies within days, not weeks, like it takes us to move legislation through. And there's a consistent and fair process that the youth council themselves have actually made up the parameters of the program. It does still provide assistance for any students that are doing domestic travel up to $1,000 per student, but not to exceed 50% of the total amount needed. And for international travel, since that is way more expensive than domestic travel, it would allow up to $2,000 per student up to 50%, so that that student and that family still are doing their share to promote the activities of that student. Anyone over 25, that grant currently would still come through the council like it does now. This is just for the youth services part of it.
Okay. Are there any questions? Do you have any more comments you want to make?
No? I was just going to let you guys know, we've had, since November, we got the 250 piece of the funding that you all used to do. We probably had close to 20 applicants already that have accessed that funding, and we're having pretty good success in usually being able to get checks to them around a week's time once they get everything to us. So that's really helping out a lot, and I am having a lot of calls that these changes would actually benefit and we can help them, because I know there's one family that has a deadline in February, and I've said,
this was pending, let's wait a second because we might be able to get this done for you a little quicker than actually having to go through the process, because it was after the day for them to get on your agenda. So I think it'll definitely be helpful for all of them.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mr. Jennings?
I have a question. Yes, Mr. Mason. So does this include trips like People to People, Eisenhower Foundation, Junior Leadership?
Yes. All of those, yeah. And I think there's some international, like, sports activities that sometimes our young people get invited to that would also be very costly for the families. The ones that I've had so far that have called me have been leadership-type activities where they're going to get an educational credit. So there's a bonus to it.
Okay. Thank you.
More questions? No, roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. NCA 16-009 passes. Are there any announcements?
I have one. Yes, Barnett. We're gearing up Salt Creek Methodist Church for our welcoming dinner March 5th. So mark your calendars now. If you're my Facebook friend, you saw my post this morning. Everyone says it's the best, but we need it.
Thank you. Any more? Any announcements? Anybody?
Just real quick, I have been working on the insurance claim for the second chief's office that we had to go through after all that money was lost. We were able to resolve that claim, and after doing a little legwork and working with a forensic accountant, we were able to get 180% of what our original claim filing was. So that's back into the general fund, and since we don't use the direct fund anymore, it's in the general fund. So just extra money back where it should be. So, I'll let you guys know.
Thank you. No more announcements. Motion for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for adjournment. Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. I want to ask Ms. Deer if she will give us a benediction.
God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this new year.